All right. No, that sort of lateral thinking makes a lot of sense to me. What's the police view on all this? You're normally used to policing the criminal code and the traffic regulations, etc. So, bylaws. Do you see them as being able to assist the police in dealing with problems on Indigenous communities?
I like to defer to Sergeant, to ring a friend, ring Sergeant Andrew Clark. So, you know, from obviously, actually, I'll jump in first. I guess you'd have to sort of. I see a lot of issues there, and I'm not trying to be bureaucratic, but there's a lot of issues there on how you actually enforce it, and what happens when people just, you know, ignore it, you know, and repeat offending, and all these sort of things come into it. Is there another bureaucracy of data collection for the government, you know, and all these little things, you know, to see if it's effective and all that? I could just see more administration for the police. Yes. That's from my level, that's what I worry about. From a local level, maybe one of the officer in charge here might can see some of the issues at the street level trying to enforce it.
Some of it, of course, would be the police really just assisting the council. If the council got to the stage where they're saying to the person, all right, you're out of that house, then the police going along with the council officer while they're moved out of the house to provide that sort of assistance.
And then the consequence of that is, where does that person go when he's out of the house? All those sort of issues come in.
Yes.
But I do, you know, I agree though. If it covers areas such as like gambling, if it's, you know, if there's no laws there, you know, and I do know, you know, like Cherbourg, there was gambling schools in people's homes, and so under the state laws, there was nothing we could do technically. That provides just another mechanism to say, hey, you know, this is not acceptable to the community here doing that.
Yes.
You know, I can see the benefit, as long as we don't have to go to, you know, back into this sort of bureaucracy to try to manage it, is what I'm worried about.
Sure.
And
can I toss to Andrew though first before we come back?
Up in Arakeen, there were no bylaws, okay? But what we did do is we did run JP courts, and we did, as the lady over there pointed out,
Margaret Palmer.
We did run JP courts on a regular basis in Arakeen, and that was just to stem the flow that was going into magistrate court. And we did that because, and we brought the minor issues that, you know, came up from fights, from gambling and the tavern, because it was dealt with, and it was dealt with in language too.
But how do you get that before the JP magistrate's court?
As the officer in charge, I'm also the clerk of the court, the assistant clerk of the court. To bring on 12 matters for JP court takes me, two officers take 16 hours. So I've got to technically dedicate, because I've got to do everything from the arrest, the watch house, the QP9s, the prosecute, you know, and all the court files, plus the prosecuting, and then the finalisation of the courts and go through.
That's the bureaucratic process that the AC was talking about. But I'm meaning, to bring it before a court, you've got to have a charge. So it's got to be a charge under a state law if you don't have local laws.
Yep, that's it. And we brought all the simple offences before them. The JPs, they've got a capability of handling from under the Summary Offences Act. So we just bring all the simple offences that can be dealt with quickly. And
what about things like under the local laws, whether it be brought in that you either the police do it or council officer do it, in effect an infringement notice? Which then the person can contest if they want to, otherwise they take whatever the penalty is under the infringement notice, or they're banned from the...
Mr. Chair, I just have to advise you that process is not fully implemented at this point in time, and it's something that is being worked upon by community councils.
Yes.
And it's that regime that currently is a reason why we're not fully acknowledged as shires at the moment, but that's the transition elements that we are looking at putting in place.
You know, to get over some of these bureaucratic things and what you're talking about, of 16 hours of work to bring charges, half a dozen charges before the court, the infringement notice, most of which, of course, will be accepted and not fought. It's only the occasional one that will be defended.
It's acceptable, and the benefit of it is that the fines that are imposed will go back to the council because it's a bylaw, and that's one of the big benefits at the moment, because all the fines that are imposed in JP and magistrate court go back to the state government, and this is one way to keep money within the community.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.